people were really, really interested in the fact that we had pirates here. We were the last town in Britain to be attacked by pirates. We've got cannonballs which were fired into the town by pirate ships. We've got places here where the pirates landed. So we've got very interesting sort of history like that. We also produced our own pirates in the sense that people like Bartholomew Roberts, Black Bart, he lived locally, probably went to sea through Fishguard, but he certainly was a local lad, very wicked person. But on the other hand, he added colour to the thing because everybody heard of Black Bart the Pirate. Everybody heard of the Jolly Roger, the pirate flag, you know, the skull and crossbones. Well, he was one of the people who helped to design that. But Bartholomew Roberts was a pirate chief, or he was elected as a pirate chief, and he was on the west coast of Africa. And to frighten people into submission, he designed a flag, which was the black flag. Up until then, a black flag was always considered a piracy flag. You know, a pirate would fly a black flag. But he decided to make it look even worse. He would put a skull and bones on it. French ships who had been captured by Roberts referred to him as Le Joli Rouge, the pretty red man. He used to dress in red velvet. This is the time of Charles II, very flamboyant sort of dress, you know, sort of feathered hats and so on. And he used to dress in red velvet, and Joli Rouge got translated into Jolly Roger. So Jolly Roger's flag was the skull and crossbones. He became famous. He made a lot of money out of it and then got killed in 1722. He got his head blown off by a cannonball. So all pretty sad. But he was not a very nice character, really. I mean, he was very eccentric. He did a bit of slave trading. He did a bit of all sorts of nasty things. So we did produce our own pirates who were notorious. And back in Tudor times, in times of Queen Elizabeth I, this coastline here had a special commission for the suppression of piracy, which was commissioned by the government in London to stop people from being attacked by pirates off the Welsh coast. People were very vulnerable here because the coastline here is what they call an unforgiving coast. In other words, it's a coastline where you can't just put in. It's too rocky to put in just anywhere. You have to go into a harbour. And because of that, that meant that pirates could pick off people coming around that coastline.